BSBRoos.com here with Mike Kerfman, head women's basketball coach here at Bemidji State. Mike, wrapping up the 2012-13 regular season. You're at home. You got Minnesota Duluth Friday, St. Cloud State Saturday, senior night Saturday. Got some other events going on, the Think Pink Play for K game. Let's start with Friday and the game against Minnesota Duluth.
Well, we know one of the things, one of the keys to beating Minnesota Duluth is good controlling Katrina Newman. You know, Katrina's one of the better players in our league. She can, you know, beat you outside. She can drive the basket. She can post up. And so I think it really starts, you know, they scored 57 points in a game last week, and she had 28 of them. And so really on the defensive end, there has to be a lot of focus on her and where she's at and what she's doing. But you can't lose sight of Doucette and Segula and the others around her as well. So Duluth's a well-balanced team. They're going to be physical on both ends of the floor. We got to come ready to play. And, you know, coming off of two exciting wins on the road last weekend, you know, hopefully we can carry that momentum forward this weekend.
Then you go into Saturday, top team in the NSIC North, St. Cloud State. What do you expect from the Huskies?
Well, the one thing about both St. Cloud and Duluth, they play similar styles, you know, from the standpoint of they like to get out player-to-player defense and pressure you and get after you and be, you know, kind of as physical as they can be. And so that's the plus. The negative is you're going to see it for two consecutive nights. You got to be able to handle the pressure. You have to be able to make good passes, good decisions. You know, they also have a couple of really good players in Sam Price and Jessica Benson that are you know, right up there in the statistical leaders in our conference. And they just play so well together. You know, they weren't, you know, picked to finish first in the North by any means, but they've had a great season. Coach Fish has done a great job with them, and they're going to come ready to play, and we're going to come ready to play, and it's going to be a great way to honor two seniors in Shannon Thompson and Emily Koss for, you know, two careers, outstanding careers that really they've done a good job, a lot of good things for our program, and we're going to miss them moving forward. And then getting ready for the playoffs, you know, and so it's a lot of things happening this weekend, building for a week, next week when we play on Wednesday against a yet-to-be-determined opponent in the conference tournament. So it's an exciting time of year.
You know you're going to be on the road. I know you want to win this weekend, but is it really just about playing some good basketball heading into the playoffs?
I think it is, and, you know, obviously you want to win anytime you play anything, but also you want to have some momentum, and I really have felt the last month that we've played some pretty good basketball for the most part. We've had spurts where we've struggled a little bit, just like everyone, but we've been kind of building, and last weekend was a really, really good weekend for us. I thought we played some of our best team basketball that we've played, and so, yeah, hopefully we can carry that forward and then just carry it right into the opening of the playoffs next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.